97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like 8 of the largest movie theater chains in the U.S. and Canada, including AMC, Regal Cinemas, and some others, plan to invest over $2.2 billion over the next 3 years to upgrade their theaters. The improvements will include modernizing the theaters with laser projection technology, immersive sound systems, more comfortable seating, and adding family entertainment options like arcades and bowling. Apparently, they're doing this to try to compete with like Netflix and the home streaming.
Yeah.
Something to get you out of the
house.
You need
to make it an experience if somebody's going to do that. And I think places like B&B have done that to an extent.
They have bowling.
Where,
mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they've got the games, but they've also got a nice bar where you can go. You'll overpay for it, but you can go get a drink, and you can carry it to your seat.
Right.
And you got the big recliners. I mean, I think they've moved in the right direction.
The one thing I hate the most, though, is when they're letting you like bring a hamburger in there, like when they're serving you meals in there.
Yeah, because you see the people walking in front of you. It's a cool concept. It is kind of nice knowing you can order food from your seat and you just hit a little button, it lights up.
Yeah.
But then it's kind of annoying if you're not interested. Yeah. I really wanted to go, Warrenburg.
See, she kind of knows it.
She does.
Again, bets. Didn't know if
we
Kim
took
would
bets
know.
Whether Kim would know that. But she didn't hear that one. She heard the newer one. That's why you didn't hear the Warrenburg.
So it looks like Microsoft has signed a 20-year deal to revive the Three Mile Island nuclear plant that was shut down in 2019 to power its AI data centers. If approved, Microsoft will have exclusive access to the plant's full 837-megawatt output when it reopens in 2028. The plant, now renamed the Crane Clean Energy Center, is known for the 1979 incident that led to a partial reactor meltdown.
So. Wow, they're going to allow them to reopen it?
There was one open until 5 years ago.
I said it wasn't fully shut down. Apparently.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they just ran out of money. And so now Bill Gates is opening one just to power his computers.
I'll bet the green people hate that, man. They hate nuclear energy, too. It's crazy.
Yeah, isn't he part of that? So it's like, what does he do? He's going to do it or not?
That.
He'll fly one of his four jets over there and battle him over it. Go ahead.
So starting next year, people can self-administer a flu vaccine at home thanks to the FDA's approval of FluMist. It's a nasal spray version of the flu vaccine, and while it doesn't require a healthcare provider to administer, it still needs a prescription. So this is going to offer a needle-free option for flu prevention.
And it's just $742.
No, it's free because your tax dollars are paying for it, but everyone thinks it's free.
Thank you.
This is a terrible idea. I do not think you should be self-administering these things. I don't care if you're shooting it up your nose or shooting it in your arm. I don't think
COVID's
you should be
next.
Doing this.
Come
yeah,
on.
Well, I'm sure it is.
Monkeypox vaccine is next.
And
I don't do it. I don't do Ozempic.
I heard they're trying to make Ozempic into a chewable.
Wow.
Just
here's
saying.
Your gummy of Ozempic.
Isn't, yeah, kind of.
Isn't it ironic?
Isn't it ironic?
How many calories is it?
That's the question you have to ask, right?
Get more at 971talk.com.